From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. In these tight economic times, higher education institutions are also looking to tighten their belts. State university systems are turning to tuition increases and budget cuts to get them through. In Georgia, the education budget was cut 6% at its 35 public colleges and universities just this year. Some of those schools have also increased student fees. And now, Georgia State Senator Seth Harp wants to merge two historically black colleges with nearby white-majority schools to cut costs. The plan would combine historically black Savannah State University with historically white-majority Armstrong Atlantic State University and merge historically black Albany State with the white-majority Darton College. In a moment, we're going to hear from Michael Lomax, president of the United Negro College Fund, but first, we turn to Georgia State Senator Seth Harp, who also chairs the state's Higher Education Committee. Senator Harp, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's begin with this. Though tough times call for tough solutions, why are you proposing this specific remedy, given that you're in a state that has some of the oldest and best known historically black colleges and universities?
Well, we are in very great financial stress. And because of that, we're having to look to all possibilities. And when you look around the state at the 34, 35 universities and colleges that we have under our regent system, we have these two historically black colleges co-located in communities with what were predominantly white schools. And these communities themselves are not very large communities. I mean, Savannah is certainly bigger than Albany, but Albany is the Albany metropolitan area is about 75,000 people, and it just simply does not make sense, because what happens is in any fundraising effort, you have a dilution of the resources of the community, which is key for the support of the school. And for a number of years, before I became a senator, I worked in as the president of a symphony orchestra, and we saw the same thing. All of the various art functions in our community were all going to the same small group of people, and they were the same people that would support your college and universities. And when you have two of them co-located in a relatively small community, you don't have you have this dilution. Now, what my proposal was, and this needs to be very clearly understood, was to merge the white schools into the historically black colleges and universities, and that the historically black colleges and universities would be thereby strengthened, and they would be the survivors.
Now, is there precedent for this?
Well, I don't know. There is a precedent, and within our technical colleges, we are merging 14 of our technical colleges right now into a smaller number, down to 7 or 6 technical colleges, and thereby eliminating duplicity in administration costs and just the president's jobs, and you go right on down the list of the various people that are primarily administrators. By cutting and doing this, then you have a reasonable process whereby you do have substantial savings.
If the economic crisis continues, as some expect that it will, into 2010, perhaps beyond, do you foresee, Senator, suggesting merging additional schools in your state?
That could very well be. We are merging right now the financial aspect of all the colleges and universities, but even that is just a small amount of money that will be saved from this process, and we need to be very aggressive about how we do it. What we want to do is those schools that remain are outstanding schools, well-funded schools, well-supported schools, who create world-class graduates for our state.
Final question is this, sir: you represent the Midland, Georgia area, as I understand it. What are your constituents saying about
this? Well, I've talked to a number of friends, both African American and white, and strong support, very strong support. And even one of my very dearest friends, who's African American, said, "This is an excellent idea. Why don't we do more of this?"
Now, you've mentioned also the desegregation argument. Is that an effective one for you in this case?
Well, that just makes sense, because when we look at how these schools were created, Savannah State was created as a de jure African-American school. It was a school for black students to go to school. This was created around shortly after the turn of the century. So, I mean, that is a legally created black school. Brown v. Board of Education, and the law clearly says we don't have separate but equal. That is gone. That's 54 years ago. Brown v. Board was enunciated. All of our public schools in Georgia are integrated schools, but the idea of having a black separate but equal school, I mean, that's dead. That Brown v. Board of Education overruled that philosophy. The Darton Albany State situation was a de facto situation. That school was created. Darton was created in 1963. I lived in the Albany, Georgia area in 68, 69. And I have no doubt in my mind that school was created as a means of continuing and perpetuating segregation.
All right. Well, Senator, we're going to have to end it there because of what we want to give opportunity for the next person to come on and speak with us. I appreciate your appearing on News and Notes.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
That was Seth Harp, a Georgia State Senator who chairs the state's Higher Education Committee.